Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
In your heart, go ahead and pour your praise on Him. Pour your praise on Him. Go ahead, pour your praise on Him. You are great. You are great. You are great. The Bible says, Him habits the praise of His people. Praise Him. Praise Him. I sense in my spirit, praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. We bless your name. We bless your name. We shabak your name. We shabak your name. We bless you, Lord. Woo! You are glorious. You are mighty. You are glorious. Go ahead. Bless Him. Bless Him. Bless Him. We bless you, Lord. Go ahead. Go ahead and bless His name. Bless His name. Take some time. Bless Him. He's so great. God is too great. Precious Jesus, we bless your name. Go ahead, precious Jesus. We bless your name. Woo! Lord, we bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name, we bless your name. Lord, we bless your name. You are mighty. You are great. There is none like you. There is none like you. You are mighty. You are big. You are mighty. There is none like you. We bless your name. We bless your name. Let's be seated. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. We bless you, Lord, you are holy. And forever you are God. We bless you, Lord, you are holy. And forever you are God. and forever you are God. Father, we give you praise. We worship you. Amen. All right, let's get into the word. Tonight we want to talk about the secret place of the Most High. It's a popular scripture we all know. You know, on Sunday we're talking about, we're teaching, and in the middle of the teaching I spoke about, I think in the beginning of the second service, how I observed one or two people watching us while we praise and worship God. I don't know if you guys remembered. I think we spoke about certain people like that. And while we're praising God, I just felt the Holy Ghost wants us to praise God. You know, you must understand the Spirit teaches us how to pray, for we don't know how to pray. Remember that scripture? That the Holy Spirit teaches us how to pray. There are sometimes you find out God wants you to shout, because that's the right thing to do. Remember, He teaches us how to pray. You know that scripture, right? Romans 8:26. So sometimes what He will beckon us to do for a moment may be very unusual. He may want us to shout, but it is right in the Spirit, but foolishness before man. Talk about tongues. I think in 1 Corinthians 2, maybe you check it for me, media, very fast. After this, you put it up. It says, when we pray in the Spirit, it says, to men we speak nonsense. He says, but in the Spirit we utter what? Mysteries. Check it up for me. But let's read this. It says, likewise, the Spirit also what? Helps in our weaknesses. That word weaknesses is not the weaknesses of sin and etc. Now, indirectly, it's helping for all of those things. But that's not what the scripture is speaking about directly. Our weaknesses. Now, what is the weakness there? Read. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. That's the weakness there. Are we together? The weakness is that we don't know how to what? Pray. The word prayer in Greek is prosuche. It means, or prosuche, or whatsoever you call it. But that's how it's spelled, prosuche. It means to become one with God through His word. Intimacy with God is interpreted koinonia sometimes. Amen? Intimacy with God through His word. So, in other words, we don't know how to become one with God by His word. As we ought. That's our weakness according to this scripture. The weakness there is the weakness of we not knowing how to pray, how to touch and beckon for certain things and privileges God wants us to have part time in our lifetime, probably in a moment. Of course, you understand why we have to now employ the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians, before we continue, 1 Corinthians 2, and 9. Let's start from 9 first. We'll go to that 6. Okay, 6 is the right scripture, right? But let's read from 9. 1 Corinthians 2 and 9 very briefly. Can we read now? 1, 2, go. I has not seen. What? E. No. The things. Alright. Plenty things, isn't it? Next part of scripture. It then says, but God, for the Spirit, yes, the deep things of God. You see that? The Spirit searches what? Yea, the what? So, Paul is saying the Holy Spirit began from his time, of course, when he had received the Holy Spirit and the 12 had received the Holy Spirit to be unraveling this great mystery of God to us. Remember what Colossians 1:26 said about this mystery. It said the mystery is something we ought to know for our glory. It's more like they kept $5,000 in your room and you can't buy fuel. So the day you know about that 5,000 $5,000 in your room, what will happen? You have all the kind of wealth you want. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Why? Because you just discovered something. So the mystery is for your what? Is the surety. As you get to know that $5,000 is there, you're excited already because you found solution. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So the Bible says there's a mystery hidden for our glory. Something we have we're not aware of. Are we together? The Bible is also telling us that the Holy Spirit knows it all. Are you seeing that? That the Holy Spirit knows it all. In summary, the Bible calls that mystery Christ. Christ. The assurance of what? More like knowing there's $5,000 in this room, but I don't know where the hell it is. The specific position. Alright? We know about Christ in us, but understanding this Christ in us is what assures us of what? Glory. A lot of Christians in this world, millions of Christians, but only the ones that know Christ in them, we see the glory of God. And that's why the Bible says there's a mystery for our glory. Hidden in ages past, but has been revealed right now by the Holy Spirit. And in 1 Corinthians, the Bible is explaining further that I have not seen that mystery. He has not what? Nor has he entered into what? The hearts of men. What God has prepared for what? Those that what? Love him. And literally, if you look at this scripture, the Bible now explains further. It says, verse 10, let's read again. It says, but God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. He has revealed them to us. So I feel, if you look at it critically, go back again. Go back. Verse 9. But as it is written, eye has not what? Nor the things for those that love him. But he doesn't say but. Look at the next part of scripture. But God has what? For the Spirit was. I feel there's a comparison here. I feel there's a comparison here. And what is the comparison? God prepared. Now, I think we should connect it to Hebrews 11. There were people that desired to enter into a rest they never entered in Christ. The Bible said they admired it from afar, but they died in faith. We're talking about the fathers of faith in the Bible, the Abrahams, the Moses, the Isaac, because Christ didn't come in their days. Do you guys get what I'm trying to explain? So it was prepared for them, and of course for us. But if you look at Paul 9:10, he said, but God has revealed them to us. It's making it look as if it's a different set of people he's talking about. So it was futuristic for them in the Old Testament, is a reality in the New Testament. Do you get what I'm trying to explain? It's our reality. So we should not be thinking it should be strange. No, it's our reality. Say, it's my reality. Glory to God forevermore. He said, but the Spirit searches all things, not some things. Yes! The deep things of God. Wow. You have the Holy Ghost. Anybody here? Yes, you can know. You have the potency to know all, everything that makes God God. Get what I just said? You have the potency to know all things that make God God. The deep things, meaning the most basic. You know, how many of you like to eat down of pot? Bottom. Especially ladies. That's their specialty. You see, they do Indomie, they'll give serve everybody, they'll not say, I want to eat from the pot. Have you seen your sisters do that before? There's a spirit behind that. Now, the Bible says, that is how God, by his Spirit, has given us the privilege to know everything from bottom plate that makes it God. You know, I heard a preacher one day saying, there are some things that God showed me that he said I should not tell anybody. If I tell you people, some of you will die. And so we're like, yes. We're not trying to mock that preacher, right? But we're saying it's not true. It's a fallacy. Why did he give you his Spirit that knows all things? Not all things. Yea, the deep things of God. He put the Spirit where? You know, some of you doubt your Holy Spirit. When you see some people say some things, you now begin to doubt your Holy Spirit. Like the statement I just said. If you hear that kind of thing now, you begin to doubt, this is my Holy Spirit. You should say,
you get NAFDAC number. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. Don't make anybody make God look so strange to you. He's not strange. My Father cannot be strange to me. It's not possible. For as many as have believed in His name, to them He has given what? To be called what? We are His sons. I know some of you are used to strange fathers, but God, your Father, is not strange. You know, some of us are so used to strange fathers. When you just hear the car from the gate, whoop, everybody arranges. As I'm talking, some people are remembering. The TV you are watching, you just off it and carry book and start reading. Everybody just arranged themselves. That is not how God is. He even told you in the scriptures. He said, if your father, what did Nancy at the end? Who are wicked in their nature? It's not me that said it. Can do good. Meaning they can give you bread and not stone when you ask for bread. Is it what of me? It pained God that you are doubting Him, but you believe your father. It pained God, yeah. I'm not saying your father is wicked, but God said it pained Him. He said, if your father, who are wicked, I didn't know. God told us. In their nature, would give you bread and not stone. He said, will I not give you freely all things? Say, I deserve all things. Say, I deserve all things. He said, will I not freely? Freely. Somebody say, freely. Give you what? All things. All, not some. Say, all things are mine. I know the devil and the situation will make it difficult for you to say this thing. But now forget the devil, forget your problem for a moment. Are you ready? Yes. Let's say it together. I want to go. All things are mine. It's very difficult to believe that in this present time, but it's scriptural. You know, when God speaks, right, it's very hard to believe. Because His ways are not the ways of a mere man. And the thoughts of God are not the thoughts of a mere man. Now, when somebody is resounding the wisdom of God to you, it will be so strange. But remember, this mystery that is sounding strange is what you need to know for your glory in you to find expression. If you don't believe that mystery, you will not see the glory. There's a mystery for your glory. It's more like saying that if you don't understand a certain course that should make for you becoming certified in a certain profession, you will not graduate. Let's take, for instance, medicine and surgery. I believe they have to do anatomy, physiology, biochemistry, if I'm not mistaken, right? What else? Pharmacology, right? People are doing all those things. Oh, wow, doctors are trying then. Because some people do these things as just one course and they still have spill. Amen? They do all of these things. Anatomy, physiology, pharmacology, biochemistry. Huh? Kai, no, God bless them then. They do all of these things. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And do you know you can actually fail? I've heard of one or two people that failed. They failed. They've graduated from anatomy. It's not like they are failures. In other words, if they were in anatomy, they would have graduated since, probably with a first class. They pass anatomy, pass physiology, pass biochemistry, fail pharmacology. And they were withdrawn. Have you heard? I heard of one that committed suicide. You know why the thing pained that man? The years he has invested. He passed one, passed two, passed three, failed one. They said, leave. They would not bend the system for him. He had to just finish everything. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That is how it is. So I've been a Christian for several years. It's not for several years that makes you touch these things in the spirit. Do you know what you need to know? The Bible did not say you will serve me for many years and you will be free. No. It said you will know the truth and what? That's what He said. I've been a Christian for several years. You cannot tell me this kind of thing. Mm-mm, we can tell you. Because it is the Holy Spirit that reveals the heart of the Father. Are you people get out and trying to explain? Not time! Amen. Next part of scripture. all the deep things of God, I can know everything about God. The Holy Spirit is the possibility that I can know anything about God. Can we read one to go? For God has revealed them through His Spirit. For what? The Spirit. Next part of Scripture. He searches all things. For what man, except, he's trying to do a comparison here. Paul, wonderful writer. And he said, even so, no one except, nobody knows you, all of you here. If they reveal, if what is in your heart echoes your database, some of us will run away. Nobody knows all of you here like your spirit. Maybe somebody is saying, if I deck this pastor, if I blow him, nobody knows. Only your spirit. Imagine all of you now, your spirit begins to speak your heart here. Wah, 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 wah. Some of your friends will say, I'm not your friend anymore. Nobody knows. But your spirit knows. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So Paul is doing a comparison. He says, even so, no one knows the things of God but the Spirit of God. Next part of Scriptures. Now we have what? Not the spirit of this world, but what? That we might know the things that have been what? Freely given to us by God. Look at the trouble now. You have received the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, that knows all things, the deep things of God. No one knows the heart of a man but the Spirit of that man. No one knows the heart of God but the Spirit of God. You have the Spirit of God. What do you now know? The things of God, the heart of God. Imagine you think you know the heart of God, you talk the heart of God, you become a problem in time. You become a nuisance, probably to your community. Because when men say there's a casting down, you open your big mouth and say there's a lifting up. You become a problem, opposite of everything that you see. They say, we are dead, this pain is too much. They say, no, we cannot die. We shall live to declare the works of the Lord. Say, my friend, get out from this place. You see? Let me show you in Scriptures. Jesus was in the same situation. They said somebody was dead, a lady, a little child. What did Jesus say? No, she's asleep. Faith has a language. It speaks the word of God. He says she's asleep. The people ridiculed him. That's what the Bible said. They laugh at him. Have you ever laughed at somebody that spoke faith before? You just see him. This one, they're mad. Because what he said is outside the parameters of your thinking. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's kind of trying to blow the roof off your head. And another person, Moses, that one, they did not laugh at him. They took stones, the Bible said. And said, Moses, if you don't leave. No, was it Moses? Yeah. Joshua, sorry. The spies. They sent how many of them? Totally, how many? 10 and 2 came back with different reports. Prophetically, 10 represent the law. They want to just respect all things. See, this thing, as long as is cancer of the blood, there is no cure. You have to die. Don't try to be spiritual. Start eating some things that will make you to live maybe extra 2 years, but you are certainly going to die. And when we go back to church with the doctor's report, the church now writes a death certificate for us. They will now say, immediately he dies, we'll give 2 weeks, then we'll come and do the burial service. It happened in the days of Kenneth Hagin. He was attending a church. He wrote it in his book, so I'm going to say the church he wrote in his book. I'm not the one that wish to say it. He's the one that wrote it, and is in heaven. He wrote a book. He said he was going to this church, Baptist church, amen? And, amen? That's what Kenneth Hagin said. You know, some people will say, this pastor, you like trouble. But is it me that said it? He wrote it in his book. My Smura actually said before he died, he said, we cannot have a church after the name of John the Baptist. Alright? Now, I'm just telling you what they said. Are we together? I'm just the voice of the one crying in the city. Now, listen. Ken Hagin said, the pastor wrote a death certificate and gave the mother. Because there was no blood, everywhere green. So even pastor received doctor's reports. I prophesy we're in those days. When doctors come, give us report, we will send the people back and say, tell them that's not the report of the Lord. The Bible says, no one lights a candle and puts under a bushel. He said, but he puts it on top. Say, I'm on top. He said, you are the light of a city set on. You cannot be. Christianity cannot be hidden. You know, I saw some funny people, they were doing some things on the internet saying, see, in the Western world, they have stopped church. See this big church? Nobody comes. They were just, I was laughing. Jesus did not say, go and create a building. That's not church. The real church, they are not in those people. Some of them are in some rooms. Go and read about the church in the book of Acts. They were in small, small rooms. Kabashin. They prayed from a small room. Angels appeared in the prison. Soldiers did not see them. Chains broke. Peter came out from a room. They were mocking church. Say, Africa, Africa, forget. Western people are now wise now. Rubbish. Alabakataya. They've not seen nothing yet. We are just starting. Jesus did not say that build a building and the gate of hell will not prevail. He said, if you are built on who? Christ. It's not a geographical location. Christ is supernatural. It's in the spirit. As we are teaching you the word, we are building the church. It's not by block. The Bible said the real block is you and I. He said you are God's lively stones put together to make up his temple. His building. He said ye are God's building. He said we are God's fellow workers trying to put cement and arrange the blocks. We as pastors. He said you are God's building. You are the real church. That the gate of hell will not what? Not buildings. Are you people getting on trying to explain? So they were trying to mock themselves. They are not mocking God. We are the light of the world. A city set where? No one lights a candle. In other words, Jesus is saying that. Now, do you know it was Jesus that said that? Thank God. It's not only nobody. It's Jesus. He said, no one lights a candle and puts under a bushel. In other words, Jesus is saying that I did not create the church and put them under. I created the church and I've kept them on top. Whatever you bind on is bind where? Whatever you lose on is lose where? Man, see the kind of power you have. By just being in Christ. Remember, everything is good. You know, according to Ephesians 1, Paul in verse 10 thereabouts spoke of how that all the families in heaven and earth are united where? In Christ. Christ is the center of everything. You see it? In Christ you can command heaven. You can speak to earth. You can speak to anything under the earth. You know, I saw one video my wife shared with me. A man of God was trying to explain some demonic powers that we should not joke with that are under the waters. Is it some of them who senior the devil? And we're now creating pictures showing them different demonic powers. I mean, I was like, some Christians are going to faint this night. Because if you watch that video and hear that man, some of you may not be able to sleep. So she said to me, she said, Pastor, what kind of world is this? At this time in church, people are still preaching this kind of thing. You are praising the devil in church. God will beef you. Teach Christ. You are teaching Satan. You are telling us that there is somebody greater than Satan. That we never heard the name. Now, I'm not trying to speak for Satan or see myself. I don't even know what I'm doing. I see why I won't try to help Satan stand as the holy. But what is our business with all of those information? Are you able to get on trying to say? You don't need to know which one is the most biggest devil. That's not what we are called to do in church. No matter how big the demons are, the Bible says we are seated far above all what? All what? And powers. Where are we seated? Far. How far are you? Very far. But Pastor Simon, I'm in Makodi. Spiritually, we are far. Where are the demons? In the spirit. Where are we? In the spirit. And we are greater than them because we can navigate both realms. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Simon, look at me. Yeah, how can you say I'm far in the spirit? You must be far in the spirit. How do you get far in the spirit? By revelation. If you say I'm far and think far, you are far. as a man thinketh in his heart. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you getting this right now? We have received now not the spirit of this world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might what? Know the things that have what? That is why as we are living this world every day and interface some wisdom, we will have problem with them. You know why we will have problem with them? Because we are coming from the whole, well, from the wisdom of God. We are seeing things from the light of scriptures. From the idea of God. For instance, what we were taught in school were higher animals. But imagine you knew this before you went to school and you were taught you are a higher animal. You will still take higher animal to pass biology. But in your mind, you know you are not a higher animal. No matter the adjective, you are not higher animal. What? Who are you? You are like Christ. And like they said in their words, I think it's Latin, homo habilis, homo erectus, homo sapiens sapiens. And we will say we are homo Christus. We are not anything. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yes, we are like Christ. Homo simply means Christ. I mean, same. Same. Saying something. Homo. I don't mean homo. All those homo people. Same gender. That's why they are called homo. Because they want same people. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Homo means same. Glory to God. We get them delivered soon, isn't it? We find them on the street. We are coming for you, homo. Joe Biden, what did he do to them in America? He bidded for them so they have free right. He kind of established them and gave them right, but we're coming for Joe Biden and all of them. We are the light of the world. Joe Biden just bidded, but they are not the light. And it's getting out very soon. In fact, it's out already. We are light of the world. God is bringing his trumpet on that. We are lights of the world. The Lord give you understanding. We are light of the world. I don't want to sound like I'm a politician. A city set on the... Are you here? Light. Not darkness. We are light of the world. Say, I'm light of the world. Look at how complicated we are in the supernatural. You house the Holy Ghost that knows all the things of God. You carry him everywhere. Then one babalawo will come, we will now tie it something red. And look, he will think he's more terrible than you in the spirit. Because you tied red wrapper. And they call you is in wine. You will think you are more tougher. If his eyes are open. In fact, for him not to know you are tougher, there's a problem with you. Because they that dwell in the secret place of the Most High. That's where we're traveling to. I'm going to explain that a bit. I was going somewhere, but let me try not to be distracted. I'll finish this and hit that. Are you here? All of those is in wines. I'm at your ass. You know, one time I posted something that were bigger in the spirit. And one guy said, have you ever come to Ondo State? There's one Bible, if they hit you, I laugh. He doesn't know our God. He is more familiar with the power of that chief priest. He doesn't know our God. It's just like when we are worshiping and some people are just smiling. They don't know God. Because if they know God, they can't try that rubbish. But they know Satan. If they go to shrine, most people like that, they watch Nollywood. They've been taught about Satan. You see those people laughing in church during worship? Let them enter shrine. They are very coordinated. Sir, you said I should come here. Yeah. Yes, sir. Because they know it's in wine in Nollywood. But God is so wonderful, nice, sweet, calm, gentle. If you look at him and say, I don't think I believe in you, man, you will still not break your head. You say, give him time. We're going to get him. Go to Eze Wine Shrine. I say, you Eze Wine. I mean, you are not a Christian, no. You are just a free thinker. Free thinkers. If any free thinker is watching me, go to, you believe there is no God. Do you also believe there are no gods? If you believe there are no gods, okay, let's practicalize. Go to Kogi, oh God. Just go to Kogi. One girl on Facebook said, oh, my boyfriend, he left me, oh. He left me. I just look at him. She's from Kogi. He said, I just looked at him and pity him. It's 15 naira. I used to kill him. 15 naira. She's from Kogi State. You know, the funny thing with free thinkers is that they worship gods. That's the height of ignorance, the highest height of ignorance. Let me use vernacular. The highest height of mumuness. Mumuism. That you don't believe in God Almighty. According to sciences, you can never be a great scientist. You are not a great scientist. In fact, you are a mumu scientist. Sorry. You are not a scientist. In fact, you are just an insincere person. If you believe in sciences, I don't believe in God. You are a very fake scientist. No worthy to be called a scientist. I know his name is Leonard or so. Very great scientist. But he's a Christian. Why was he evolving? They called him some scientist and said, we want to give you something, this kind of Nobel Prize or something, so that your name will be written within great scientists. He said, but the problem we have with you is that you believe in God. He was sharing it. He's a philosopher. So they said, if you can just remove this, your idea of God, and just detest it over the internet, we'll give you that Nobel Prize. He now laughed at them. He said, he started laughing. And he told them he doesn't want any prize. He's still a better scientist than all of them. Without the prize. And they know it. When he told them that, he left them. They didn't go there again. You see, that's how they behave in this world. You know, I was watching the internet today, something on Facebook. Somebody said, they were trying to discuss something. The lady with her friend, they asked her, do you believe there are two? How many genders do you know in this world? She said, male and female. The friend of her said, keep him out short. Male, female, and others. She said, no, I believe just male and female. She said, keep him out short. It was her sister. She said, don't say it. They'll come after you. They'll come after you. We have male, female, and others. We believe in every gender. We believe in freedom to live. She stopped her junior sister from speaking. So the man was saying that, why is it that, especially in the Western world, there are certain positions you will not get to if you discriminate. So you are not discriminating. No. You just say your belief. It's called discrimination. If you just say, I believe only in man and a woman, there are certain heights you will not get to. That's why I look at some of you. You know, when I have spiritual sons growing in the things of in the glory of this world, meaning you are a first-class student. You know books so much. And I see that civilization you are getting is making you look down on what we are doing here. You begin to neglect a lot of spiritual things. I ponder, do you know where you are going to? You are trusting God. And when you win certain prayer, you are like, I want to thank God. I won it. But you are going somewhere. That's beautiful. You are hardworking. Listen, nobody cares about your hard work. Do you know how hardworking Daniel was? Can you compare your result to Daniel? Did they make you king? Did they make you the super chairman over many kings on the earth to superhead a project? Daniel was made the chairman over several kingdoms for projects. Chairman. A single man that is not from their land. Chairman, why? He knows the team very well. Let's take, for instance, engineering. He was the best engineer. They say, if we don't involve this guy, that project will not go well. We can't just help ourselves. We don't care if religion involve him. But look at the advantage they will have because of Daniel. They neglected it because he did not bow to their God. He did not bow to their God. What did they say? Throw him in the lion's den. That's how wicked the world can be. Some of you growing in those sectors, educational, medical, and the rest, thinking that now church is like the leveling, coming downwards. You can't even pray again because you now talk to intelligent people in your mind. You talk to professors. You had a meeting with some professors yesterday and they were very, very glad you made the first class, and suddenly you people spoke and it was not demoir. And probably they took you out of the country. You sat with some white people and you come back and you now meet our Benue people, Makoni people, and Wadata people. And they are going to church to pray. Chaduwa Keo. See, these people, they are not civilized. Not demor. They're not my class. You know, there are some things you know that prayer will just reduce. It will reduce prayer. You start hearing things like that. You start hearing things like, African pray too much. You see, when I went to the Western world, my eyes were opened that they know God more than us. It's just that they are not religious. Forget to, even gays know God more than us. They are doing it. Some of your friends just went there 2 weeks. They will post, I don't believe in God. God is love. That's God to me. My God is just love for humanity. I don't believe in church. That's the devil. In the UK, you move five, before you move 2 meters, you will see somebody worshipping one strange idol. And he will call himself a free thinker. In the UK. One of our sons is there. I said, do evangelism. He said, Pastor, some people will see him, they will be running. He said, I want to talk to you about Jesus. Before he turned, the person has run away. They don't even want to hear. And it's the media. We are laughing. It's the media. That's why we must take that space called media. They've painted God wrongly. So that God is like Ojuju to some of these Western people. Like distraction. You meet some of them and you tell them, do you believe in Jesus? I don't believe in that bullshit. I'm telling you the truth. I've seen it with my eyes. That's why one time I was so angry, they took a man of God to CNN and they asked him, is Jesus the only way to the Father? He said, they've already planned that thing. What they are doing there is just acting what they've rehearsed. Question is, why did they not invite Benny Hinn? Who is that man of God compared to Benny Hinn? And he has been there for several years. Why did he not invite Benny Hinn? Or Pastor Chris? So that all of you will fall under the anointing in that studio. Imagine you say there is no. You ask the question, is Jesus the only way to the Father? Pastor Chris will just look at them. I say, Reverend Tom, please come around here. Take the name of Jesus. For asking the question, you should be under the power of the Holy Ghost. What a useless question. Jesus is not a way. He is the definite the way. If you say a way, you mean he's sharing boundaries with Muhammad, Buddha, and etc. No! He is the only way. In the Old Testament, they had a God called Dagon. They place it before the Ark of the Covenant. The glory is not that thick. It was so small. Very small glory that God allowed the children of Israel to walk with. Small glory that parted the rest is small. You know, it's so hard to believe that the glory of the old is small. Do you know that? You know, some people who read the Bible, they are all fighting scriptures. I've seen some apostles fight scripture. They say the glory of the letter. See, we cannot deny the fact. They are saying that the new creation is supposed to be more powerful than the old. Do you know who Elijah is? Elijah is a system. That's somebody in the New Testament. He does not even believe in what God said about him. You cannot deceive me. I've not reached Moses. Moses is a principality in the spirit. A man that God buried. He died and God did his funeral service. Who amongst you? I've seen it. Poor open church. Then you see Christian, Apai, Akatai, Akatai. Where are you Akatai to? Akatai, Akatai. You are just doing it Akatai in your heart. You don't even know where you are going to. That is why, listen, people of God, I may be a little bit wrong. But that is why it seems that like we have a lot of knowledge about God in Africa and Nigeria and little or no effect about his influence in the hearts of men. You know, lately, I just watched the internet space. There are some kind of people that cannot be called my friends, my friend, as a man of God, no matter the height I get to. You know, one of the person God has told me over the years to learn ministry from is Pastor Chris. I've said it here several times. You will never see Pastor Chris with certain kind of people celebrating birthday. You will never. Why? If you really are a corrupt leader, you will never appear in his meeting. You can't sit there. You know, sometimes, some of these people, when they come, we know they are the thieves, but Kai, there's something they want to drop. So, they should just sit close to pastor. We can never make progress thinking like that. Behaving like that. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Bible says, friendship with the world is what? Is what? The way the church is moving, listen, sorry to say, I may be a little bit wrong, like I said. A time will come, we will not really know who is fake and real human beings again in this world. Sometimes you can perceive ritualists, but they are pastor's friends. It's not a joke. There's a man I consider, listen, I'm not going to share the name. As a prophet, I saw it, I knew it, I sensed it so strong. A serious ritualist. When I picked it in my spirit, I allowed it like that. You know, I'm not supposed to be sharing these things. Alright? When I heard that somebody said, church, the Lord showed me 12th November that social person is a ritualist. That's foolishness. I could pick it, pick one or two things, but it's not my job. Now, if I try to say everything I see, I will cause trouble in the community. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? It's the truth. You can't just look at somebody and say, I see this, I see that. You know, one time I was praying, the Lord showed me a lady several abortions and etc. Am I supposed to call the woman in the meeting and say, you stand up? The Lord said 5 abortions. Am I lying? Even if I'm not lying, she will start crying there. You would think it's tears of joy or repentance. It's not only tears of joy and repentance. It's tears of disgrace. That's why there are some things we call what? Personal prophecy. Who told you that in the New Testament, the glory of a prophet is that you prophesied that a plane will crash and it crashed? In the Old Testament, listen, the reason why some things like that happened was because the mercy of God has not been revealed in the Old Testament. It was not revealed. So prophet can just say things and it may just happen. But in the New Testament, Jesus has died, he's buried and resurrected. We can say things, they may be a sign, but it will be revoked. The proof you are a prophet in the New Testament is that you said, there's going to be a flight that will take off, blah, blah, blah. But it's supposed to crash, but somehow the Holy Ghost... And the people can confirm it. You know, like one of the jokes I shared here, a plane was about to crash. The people were shouting, Jesus, I'm playing worship song. Jesus, have mercy. Immediately the plane wanted to land when God helped them. You know the song they started playing? Razor, 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 razor. Is that parting? Show you the heart of human beings. You think if God had listened to them and said, they cry too much, Michael, go and help them. You think it's because of that? God knew their heart before. Why they were crying? God said, this was hypocrites. I beg the plane would just calm down by itself. God knew those two play razor, razor, razor by the end. After shouting Jesus and playing gospel song, what did they play? The plane has not even, they don't even know they can die while the plane is trying to land. It's razor, 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 razor. They started dancing and shaking. Have you not even seen it? Have you not been shocked? Sometimes you see church people, you see them in church, they are crying. Lion of Judah, my trust is in you. If you check critically, their mother is in the hospital. Immediately, Lion of Judah prevailed. Why are you not in church? There is no time. My brother, with the way Nigeria is going, who has time for church? You think they don't have time? Let daddy have stroke, they will come back. The lily of the valleys, my trust is in you. They'll go and look for all those songs. The songs they even choose will tell you their problem. Ekuweme, Ekuweme. They will sing all those songs. When they get their miracle, back to base. And one of the things you must understand in this teaching today is that faith should not only be a remedy for problem. You know, when problems just come, you just remove faith. No! Faith can even prevent problems from coming. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Remember, the word of God is called sword of the spirit. Where do you use sword? According to what Paul explained in Ephesians 6. You don't use sword when there is no problem. Isn't it? It's only somebody when somebody is trying to attack you that you remove what? Sword and what? Yet, the word of God was still also called what? Breastplate of righteousness. What is breastplate of righteousness for a Roman soldier? He puts it on his chest. When you throw any dart, it comes like maybe arrow. You know, it comes and hit that without his consciousness. He doesn't know. Why they have those things? So that the wounds they cannot see, if it hits them, it should not penetrate their heart. But the ones they can see, they will try to what? Use the word shield of faith. Are you people getting on trying to explain to you? That's how it works. Faith, the word of God can prevent things. Faith can prevent things from happening. That's why the Bible says, always dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Make it a habit. He said, that way eternally you are under the covering of the Almighty. 24/7. Make it a habit. They say, why are you praying? You dey pray. You know, some people say, we pray because we are praying and Africa is still downwards. We are not praying to make money as Christians. That's not what we are doing. Okay, now, churches are closing in the Western world. Are they closing in Africa? With all the falsehood you see, false prophet rising, is church still closing? With everything government have dared to do, is church still closing? Because we pray very well. How many men of God from the Western world have prophesied that the hotspot of revival in the world is in Nigeria? How many of them? They come here, see the fire, go back, their life is not the same again. And you are complaining we are praying too much. We are not praying for that petty thing you are pursuing. There are bigger things we pray about. Something more than gold. It's not money we are looking for. Money is the addendum. Seek first the kingdom. Every other word. I wish I can get that in the Message translation. That Matthew 6:32. It says, seek first the kingdom. Every other good thing shall be added to you. Are you here tonight? Glory to God forevermore. Say, I'm full of the Holy Ghost. Say it like you mean it. Say, I'm full of the Holy Ghost. Listen, before I continue what I'm saying, don't make it a habit to allow situations cause your confession to be slow. You know, the Bible said our confession must be bold and very expressive. It said we must boldly say. He has said so that we may what? Boldly say. Not fearfully or quietly say. Listen, for some of you that feel you are a very quiet Christian, God did not create you like that. The Bible said you have not received the Spirit of what? But the Spirit of what? And what? Did you see timidity there? Did you see this kind of thing there? The Spirit of what? Sound mind. Somebody say sophronismos. You are very active. Very alert. Have you seen a young active boy? Elam is there. He's not lying on speech. If he makes noise again, take him out to the other class and teach him Bible. Amen? Are you hearing me? Anybody that holds Elam and he begins to make noise, you will teach him Bible in the other. That's the new law. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. You see, active. Every time he wants to say something, yeah, well, he will respond soon. Yeah, yeah. You see, active. The spirit to fear again, but the spirit of what? Of what? Of what? Meaning, if really the Holy Ghost is working in a place, fear should not be there. If somebody is teaching and you're like, you, no matter what he's teaching, as long as there's fear, there's no God there. Number two, sound mind. Number one, sound mind, active mind, power. Sound mind cannot be like this when pastor is teaching. That's not Simon. That is devil's mind. That's defeated mind. Mind under the siege of the devil. Satan is eating dinner on that mind. I'm telling you the truth. That the word of God is coming like this. The word of God is like should be like a catalyst. That should steer the rate of joy manifestation. He said, I've given my word so that my word... So if you truly are hearing the word, there should be joy. Else, what is happening in that church is odieshi. That person is chasing the word. There's problem in the heart. Chasing that word. Pastor is taking his time to sweating. There's a bigger problem in the heart. Not bigger than the word of God, though. They made it bigger. As we preach the chest, it falls. That problem in the heart has become their own breastplate of righteousness against the word. So he said, I have not given you the spirit to fear again, but the spirit of what? Sound mind. Of what? And of what? Power. Active. Then love. You are lovely. You are loving in church. Say, turn to your left and greet your neighbor. You You are maintaining your state. You know there are people like that in church. Can you greet 5 people around church? Everybody turn and greet 5 people around. In fact, some of their neighbors are scared of touching them. Have you seen neighbors like that? They turn and greet 5 people. The guy turn, he says, oh boy, this one will kill me. The pastor now says, I insist, turn. The pastor says, I should greet you. Good afternoon. Because they are scared of the people. Bros, where does our pastor say, make I greet you? No, you don't need to shake me. I just want to greet you. Because in their, the way they look, wait till happen. If they were in, I go break your head. Face your pastor. I don't get business with you. Amen? Be always active. Say, me, the way God creates me, I don't know how to talk. That's the way God Almighty created me. Don't I say, quiet rose. I'm quiet. God did not create you like that, though. It's as you grow up, timidity, the flock, the talk you heard that made you like that. If you begin to hear the word of God, the real you start finding expression. The Bible says, if a tree is dead and there's no hope, you say, at the scent of water, the word coming there, thy body will what? To be a spark. Push. Are you all listening to me? So when you see people sleep in church, there's another spirit taking dominion. Yes, that's it. That pastor is teaching like that. That one, they are gone. The spirit has folded them and put in the pocket. Are you here? So just rush back to where we were. Let's just conclude. Romans 8:26. So when we pray in the spirit, what happens? What we don't know about is getting solved. Isn't it? I just explained everything the Holy Spirit will do. He knows the heart of the Father. He knows everything. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our... What's the weakness? As we ought to. But as we, the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with what? Irregular activities. You are just praying. The Holy Spirit will make you want to shout. Hey! Satan! Then another person went and said, that one, they mad. Which mad person did this house like this? Now that's what they pray. Lock yourself! Yes, sir. And carry Chesby and pray. Thank God I did not call the name, you know. See, that's what they did. Lock yourself! They just praying. The Bible said, and quiet. You know, when Jesus left them, they thought they had mine. When Jesus left them, all their liver died. So... And Jesus knew their liver would die. He said, wait for me in Jerusalem. Don't go anywhere. Home. If you go on your own, just wait for me in Jerusalem. Wait for me there. They did not just wait. They went to the highest room, the top of the room. Lock every door. Climb up. Lock again. Climb. They were in serious prison break. At the top, let nobody catch them. Hide with Jesus' mother. They hide themselves there. Yes. They hid themselves. As they hide themselves, Jesus saw them in the spirit. Resurrected Jesus. Do you know? Catch this. Do you know when Jesus entered that room? He told them, touch my hand. Ah? Did Jesus use elevator? Did he climb the stairs? He appeared in the room. Is he say what? What if I tell you that it is possible that God can cause you to disappear? Alayo. Ajege. Let's be real. I hate when people are not real. Let's be factual. What is factual? That you will die if they shoot you, God. That's factual. Let's say another factual thing. If cancer catch you, you will die. That's factual. Huh? If you have HIV, you must die. That's a fact. I love facts. Let's just accept it. Accept it. It is what it is. Life is short. Enjoy it. You know, we only live once. Die and see. Just die. We only live one. Let's flex. So raise up, raise up, raise up. If you die, is it this preaching I'm preaching to you like this? That it's like I'm just giving you lollipop to lick. If you die, with razor and razor. If razor and razor was what you were hearing and you died, you are going straight to hellfire. Father, Pastor, forget that thing. I don't believe in hell, Jerry. No problem. It's no argument now. Die first if you have mind. Just die. It will shock you, eh? The devil will welcome you. Life. I promise you. You will remember me immediately. He will welcome you. How far, my guy? Join the party. You hear? Razor, razor, razor. You know, sometimes when we preach this, we will think we are just licking their ear. We are trying to make them feel happy. We are getting them excited. The grace of God covers. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Then some of them will now go into foolishness, misunderstanding Paul, like Peter warned us. Whatever you do in the flesh, it does not matter. A preacher is arguing, preaching online. If a Christian dies on a woman, he's going to heaven. The church will stand up. Yes, sir. Preach, sir. See, if you like, stand up, enter the preacher, say, preacher, preacher. Die on top of a woman. Just die. I heard something. Your mind go there. I like that. Just die. You know, these people, you are arguing with them. If we argue with them, you are making them feel important. They know the truth more than you. The Bible says in the last days, many will rise up with what? Looking for somebody to say something for them to like. A clubber that is not ready to follow Jesus faithfully. He's born again like this, but he's in a club again. He's managing club. He's coming to church. He's managing one club like that. The club is giving him 500K, but he loves Jesus. If he hears that kind of message, it's not like he doesn't love Jesus, but this 500K is receiving here. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? Then you are telling him that Christ is enough. He's like, if I leave this thing, Kai, bros, I go hold Jesus first. Then you now enter one church, itchy ear. Whatever you do does not matter. Yes, sir! You think the guy is speaking, he almost gave up. You now got him alive. You are waking him. Then he goes back. He says, that's my pastor. Do you realize that most of those people that say, that's my pastor, check their profile. They are terrible worldly people. It's just tithe they are using to cover up. It's tithe they are using to cover up. Most of them. Check them. They don't even go to church. Somebody that does not even know where church is in his area is saying, that's my pastor. When did the person become his pastor? You know, the other day I saw the same pastor with Burna Boy, with his children, vibing to Burna Boy song. And I showed my wife, I said, is this true or be AI? We were wondering whether it's AI or be it's reality. You know, there's sometimes they can join you, they can just say something on you. But it was looking like it's true. They were dancing with children. The only thing they are doing us, they do the video, they think it is paining us. Look, if you like, we're going to die with the vibe to Burna Boy song. It's not paining us. You will go to hellfire. Say, Pastor, it's a lie. We will not go to hell. Open your Bible. I'm not arguing with you. If you have mind, if they burn you well, sing those songs, do it and die. Finish. There's no need for argument. Who is arguing with you? Who has that time? That's their problem. Or you see that kind of young man now that is struggling with that, leaving that club, he will say, that's my pastor. He will like what you are saying. Because he thinks that following Jesus is just, you can do anything following Jesus. It's a lie. He said, if a man must follow me, what will he do? Deny himself. What? Take up his cross. And what? Follow me. The thing has not changed. It will not change because we're in the 21st century. Jesus is the same word. Today and for what? Some people want Jesus to follow their style. They say, become born again. They become born again. They start, enter church and start doing, putting nose ring. Mama, it's only sometime. You can't, you are deceiving yourself. If you like, borrow our songs. Borrow our words. Sing it. My children will never sing those songs. Why? By their fruits, not by their song. By their fruits, you shall know them. Pastor Simon, you are too religious. Do you see me like somebody that's religious? If this is what you call religious, I am deeper in the life. In fact, I started it. I'm the most deepest life. I agree. You must wake up. hear songs like that. That's why they will hear songs like that and they will still want to masturbate. Oh, mama, you always don't tell. Oh, boy, what did they worry me like this now? Look at the fruits. How can somebody be singing a song like that? Nose ring, ear ring, no kind of ring that is not there. It's time to wake up. Yes, sir. But Simon, are you not taking this thing too far? You want a pastor that will lick your ear? I'm not one of it. I am a prophet. We don't lie. The day we start lying, we have lost our calling. And I'm planning to have children in this world. I don't want them to grow and see all these things as reality. Never! My children, they will not even know that there's somebody like that that sings. Pastor Simon, the other day you sang one song. The person that sang it, see his face. Daddy, and you say we should not do this thing. Daddy, if you like this song, I'm busting my nose. Hey! Baby Jesus. Imagine my son or my daughter. I've not finished getting the name for daughter, but for son, baby Jesus. Pastor, Daddy, who sang that song? Check it. Oh, man. Check it on the internet. He checked it. Daddy, is this the guy? That one will not be. Daddy, I like this guy's dressing. He sold them all. Baby Jesus, you like with it. Jesus like this thing. That is why we will not sing them. No, listen. Because when we sing them is an approval. If you like, call me old school pastor. I agree. Some people will not be like, I beg, wear your own is too much. No problem. Wear your own is not too much. It's okay. I'm following the scripts. You know, sometimes you see people play songs around me. I say, remove that song. That is why you play song. Malaria will want to still kill you. You begin to say things. Nothing is moving, happening in your life. Some of us, if we want to touch God again, we run back to Paul Weibo. When they have not started busting nose, we rush back there. Because those people are not just singing. They are in reality of what they are saying. Now people are worshiping. And someone, I've forgotten his name. He's worshiping God. And he took his... You see, they are worshiping God. Oh, a very serious moment of worship. And when they were hailing him, somebody's worship, they are hailing you. You are worshiping God, they are hailing you. You are in trouble. When we're young, we say, oh, glory to your name. You are worshiping God. People are hailing you. It did not do you. You still did video. Let's continue to worship. Who are you worshiping? Are you joking? Do you know who God is? Check such people, the people they follow. Literally, even on Instagram, go and check. You see Don Jazzy. They are celebrities. Pastor Simon, are you against Don Jazzy? No, how can a gospel artist? That is somebody you follow. You acknowledge that he is a light. Pastor Simon, no, don't hate on these guys. I don't hate them. I tell you the truth. But you must call a spirit a spirit. Are you guys getting on trying to explain tonight? Very important. It's time to wake up. When certain people say these things, maybe people older than us will say they are old generation. What useless old generation? There's a woman of God, she came on the internet saying these things. People were just saying, mama, you're going too much. Which mama you're going too much? That as a lady you can dress in and come and lead prayer. What prayer are you leading? You look anyhow, you want to come and lead worship. I saw one video, I can never show you that kind of video because it's a shame. Of a lady leading worship. You need to see that. You don't need to see that lady, I mean. And I was like, what the heck is this? When we talk, we say, we're under grace. Oh, we now, we're under grass, isn't it? We don't understand grace. We're under grass. And some of you, that's what you like. Those guys have not finished having mind renewal. Mind renewal. They are now your gospel artists. You look at them, you are trying to look for the fruit of the Spirit. Nothing. It is all celebrity lifestyle. Somebody is praying, they are videoing him. He's having a quiet time with God. In his a quiet time with God. The video is quiet time for 2 hours. We now put on the internet. How he was crying for God. When you are entering plane, they are videoing you. When you come out from plane, when you're entering car, they start from your shoe. You want to do a gospel song, they start from your shoe. Jaire, you are the best. That's a gospel artist. Look at the hand. When I was growing up, it's Usher I used to see do all these things at 50 Cent. Now, gospel artist. Can you imagine? The guy is hating. Do I look like somebody that can hate you? What can I? You are never a model for me. What will I hate about you? It's the love of God. Are you listening to me? He said, they that dwell under the secret place of what? They shall abide what? We are light of the world. Light of the world. A city set where? Light! Light! We are not darkness. We are not darkness. We are light. We teach them the real order of life. In the beginning was the Word was with what? And the Word is. The Word became what? Life, and the life became what? The light of men. Except this is your reality, you cannot shine. Life, light. What became flesh? The glory of God upon it. Men beheld the glory full of grace and truth. So and you look terrible. You look worldly. Let's say, Pastor Simon, how is this thing wrong? Why do we call it worldly? We know what is worldly. Say, did Jesus say that putting a man? Listen, don't deceive yourself. The law is in your heart. You can have a personal relationship with Jesus and do certain things. It's not possible. And some of you have been, they are using these Western ideologies to deceive you. Africans have a problem. In the white, we don't care. We do everything we want to do. Now look at the country. They say they have better road than us. Forget those things. Look at the country. Really, look. You want your children to grow there? The rate of suicide. Somebody will just wake up. The hunger in Nigeria, the serious hunger. How many times do you hear people kill themselves? It's under Tinubu regime they killed one or two times because the thing was so much for some people. But it's true. Under his regime, some people kill themselves. I heard it. I don't know that he caused it, but I know it's under his regime. But look at the serious rate of hunger in this nation. How many times did you hear that? Even yourself, have you thought of that? Have you even ever tried? If somebody says kill yourself, you even slap the person. I will live. I will survive it. See, carry those people and come and keep under this regime where you live. Where you live. 2 weeks. You will see, enter open door, somebody has hung his head. I cannot survive. I'm suffering. Mommy is wicked. Daddy is wicked. President is wicked. They are gone. But look at you come to church. You still have time to pray in the Holy Ghost. No food, you turn it to fasting. We are waiting on the Lord. Then you think it is you that started it. There are people that have laid the foundation. There are men that have laid this foundation. I wonder what the apostle Baba Lola in the glory will be watching us. The Bible says we are surrounded by so mighty a cloud of witness. Bishop Benzi Dawusa. I want when they peep to see the church in Nigeria, I wonder whether they are writing us letters and they are, God, can you permit us to send some letters? This is not what we stood for. You know, there was a song I saw on the internet. I told my wife, till our children grow up, nobody will know this song. Not just because of the words of the song. It may not be necessarily bad. Look at the way they even did the video. Evidence, fool everywhere. Look at how they looked. Look at the kind of people in the videos. I told my wife, we're going to do everything necessary, possible. Our children will never know this kind of people safe. Except they change. Look at the way they look. And if we keep quiet, GCMI, TGC one day will do worst. Listen, people learn the most by modeling. You look at them now, pastor come and say, evidence, who, everywhere, So and he would be like, ah, pastor, like this song. Oh, he choke, he choke, he choke. Jerry, let's do another one. Monday, you ready, bro? Look for our shirt too. Them had to go and do their hair like that. So much evidence, in full everywhere. I'm doing video. Then I come and look my, pastor, boy, you sang the song that day. Psalm 91 from verse 1. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge. Can we just open it? I will say to the Lord, listen carefully, watch it carefully. You will understand the scripture more important, more deeper today. Let's start again from verse 1. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Next part of scripture. I will say to the Lord, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. My what? My God. In Him I will trust. Next part of scripture. Surely He shall what? And from what? Stop. Let's not go too far. Go back to verse 1. And read again from verse 1. Everybody want to go. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow. This is more like a summary of everything he wants to say. So what you sow, you reap probably. Alright? He's saying that there's something you have to do for something to happen. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Now, if you want to be under the shadow of the Almighty, the covering of God, you have to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Then he explains it. Verse 2. He said, now this is how you are dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. I will say to the Lord, He is my what? And my what? My. In whom I will what? Now look at the consequences of saying this. What will happen? Surely you will what? And from what? In summary, I don't want to read more than this. What is the psalmist saying here? That if you stay with the word of God, if you understand that verse 2, the Lord is your refuge, is your mindset. If that is your mindset, if the Lord is your refuge, if the Lord is your fortress, if He is your God, and if you trust in Him every time, then verse 3, anything that comes your way will not find expression. Anything that comes your way. And while I was studying the office, the Lord told me, this is just give and take. It is personal, it's not congregational. In other words, to you, He said, He who dwells, He, not all of us, He. If you choose to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, so much believe God's word, stay within your secret place. I mean, what's the secret place? Not necessarily, you know, one time, I'm going to just let it out here. I heard a song, people saying, Adulam, 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 cave, how do they put that song? Oh, Adulam, Ayao, secret place. And I was like, that is not a worship song. Alright? And that's not a song for us to be singing. If you climb here, you are singing, Oh, Adulam. What do you mean by that? Why are people now crying? What do you mean by that? You should say something that we people will gain understanding. We have some folks come to church, 10 of them new, 50 of them new, and you are raising, Oh, Adulam, Ayao. What are you saying? Let's be sincere. And when we talk like that, we think it's a deeper spiritual song because they say cave of Adulam. Do you know this? Oh Lord, my God, is deeper than that song. You want to just hear, just something, finish. And listen carefully before I continue. We make that mistake too much. That is why sometimes we think songs that carry chants are deeper than songs that carries revelation, literal revelation. If we raise a song now, we chant, people will think they are deeper in the spirit. If you raise a song with literal revelation of Jesus, people will think they are just in the shallow waters, up. But he said, they sit down, and I go inside now. It's your mind that is inside. You have been inside since. Just that your mind was outside because of your mindset. There are people that sing these songs in their church, these literal songs, and the miraculous is breaking out everywhere. You that are singing cave and the rest, are you bigger than Hillsong? I say it every time. It's your belief. The guys are everywhere in the world. I believe some of us in Nigeria even feel we are deeper in the spirit than them because we sing tongues. Meanwhile, in scripture, Paul says, I will sing in my understanding. He said, I will also sing in tongues. But we feel like we should just be. And Paul, he kind of categorized it. He said, tongues is for personal edification. He said, but prophecy is for the body. And when we prophesy, what happens? Three things: edification, exhortation, and what? Comfort. You know, when we talk like this, you think we're being jealous. What am I being jealous for such a song for? I asked myself the first question: what is the meaning of Cave of Adullam? Literally speaking, where is that in scripture? Who can remind me? Let me see whether I even know what you are singing. Huh? Where what? Raise these men. Okay. So how does that connect to the supernatural for a new creation Christian? Huh? Where is the connection? Now, even if it connects, what is the meaning of oh Adullam, ayao, ayao? Oh, secret place, ayao, ayao. Okay, what happens then? You better wise up. I taught this in Kaduna one time, and I trust God, their eyes were very open. I said to them, the Bible said there was a mystery. There is a mystery that has been hidden in ages past for our glory. The mystery is not, ah, I'm not against that chant. You know what I'm against now? That when you say, then you think, no, if you observe now, it sounds like end time song. Then you think God is stronger because of the Then, you know, someone now raises a song. Calvary covers it all. Man, you say, I beg, go deeper. Go deeper. Go deeper, brother. Deep collect unto deep unto the waters. The guy is singing, Calvary covers it all. My sins, they don't want to hear they have sin. And they have all. My sins and shame don't count. Then to make it worse, he's now skills. Calvary. Courage, understand what I'm saying. Prayer people will just get angry. What a rubbish human being. Today you die. The judgment of God be upon you. Then another one just comes. He looks down on the one that says, he carries his mind. They hold themselves. Titans. God is not a man. Listen to me. God is not a man. If you like those things, mock people that look at their life and look at your life, you will know who is really serving God. Look at your life. By their fruit, the Bible says, you shall what? He said, wisdom is known by our what? Look at their life and look at your life. I told one young apostle when he came for counseling. He said, firstly, he said, you should be an apostle because the things you know. I said, I'm not an apostle. I'm a prophet. He said, no, apostles say deep things. I said, nobody wrote it in scriptures. And I said, a lot of times when you say deep things, you are just being confused. Your mind is just being clouded by a fake supernatural world that you know nothing about. The supernatural word is the Bible. Anything outside the word of God is not in the supernatural. Look at how they look at me now. Your word is forever settled as. Your word is forever settled as. What are the realities of heaven? The word of God. Anything not in the word of God is not in the supernatural. Wake up. What we are practicing is just some of us that are enjoying it. Some of us. If somebody that really reasons enter our midst, you'll be wondering, what are these guys saying? It's not like he's trying to make us look foolish, but he carries the Bible. Look, hear what we're saying. And it's like, this thing does not make sense with what I'm seeing in the Bible. He's not really knowledgeable, but he's not making any sense. Are you listening to me tonight? I told somebody, I say, sometimes when you are praying, I think your distraction is that you close your eye throughout. I said, for you, I'm not saying for everybody. Because sometimes when they are praying, some people think as they do like this, they do not hear God say something. Listen, your seeing and hearing does not necessarily mean why people close their eyes so that they are focused on their mind. The Bible said that the eyes of your heart be enlightened. So you don't see with these eyes. You see with these eyes. The eyes of your heart. The reason why you cover these eyes so that there's no distraction, so that you see with these eyes. There's a prophet in the Old Testament that does not need to cover his eyes to see with this one. The Bible says he prophesies with his eyes open. Maybe God is telling us there's a possibility for that. Jesus did it. When he was speaking to the woman by the well, he didn't close his eye. He was telling her what was happening. We see it with a lot of prophets today. Sometimes, the distraction is that you think it's when you close your eye. Sometimes when you close your eye, you go and imagine something else. You don't take the imagination to be what God is saying. You know, no matter how you close your eye and you hear God say, go and fetch water from River Benue and use it for the sacrifice. After you open your eye, get that from here, it's the devil you heard. We've seen people like that. They close their eye. They will not say, Jesus say, I should start taking people and killing animals for their sin. He said, I should continue that lamb ministry. The lamb ministry. What happens is they kill a lamb every first Sunday for the atonement of the sins of the people. Open your eyes. Jesus did not speak to you. One of the ones that will come and say, I saw Jesus. And Jesus told me that every man in my church should marry two wives. Now, you may think the guy is joking, but listen carefully. What if the guy probably saw a Jesus that told him that? Hope you know all the religions. People saw something that made them to stand up with conviction. They saw. What if that guy really stands up and says, truly, truly, I saw. And he said, and you are somebody that have an encounter. That is why I pity these people that shout that you need an encounter to be fortified. Meaning an encounter meaning you should just close your eyes and say, Lord, give me an encounter, see something. There are some people that have seen things and have become a distraction to Christianity. I tell people that every time. Get established in the Word of God. It helps you to navigate the path of the supernatural. When you have an encounter, you verify by the Word of God. But if you never had the Word of God and have an encounter, you don't know how to verify if this is of God or of the devil. Because the Word of God is the most sure word of prophecy. Most. Not anything anybody say in the supernatural. What God has said in His Word is the most sure word of prophecy. Are you listening to me? I remember Prophet Kubus of blessed memory. He said he was caught up in the supernatural, in a vision, and he saw two angels. And they say they want to take him to heaven, a geographical location, in a vision, that heaven is a geographical location. So he was telling that heaven is not a geographical location in the world. They say, no, it's a geographical location. They want to take him there. It's close to the sky, somewhere like that. And he read in the Bible, he said it's not true. Why they were trying to take him there? He just sends in his spirit to speak the word of God. Because the Holy Spirit told him in the vision, he said, look at their legs. He saw their legs like all these, you know, leg of birds, vultures like that. And he said, in the name of Jesus, heaven is not this, blah, blah, blah. He now spoke the word of God. As he spoke the word of God, they busted like volcanoes. And he woke up from the vision. So he said he was actually following them. Because they claim to be what? Angels. Imagine you close your eye and you see two angels. Hi, Betty. Come over here. Then, you know, what will deceive you is the movies you have watched. They will just do it like the movies you have watched. Like some people now that believe that. How many of you watch this movie that the Black Panther? You remember that they are heaven? Now when he died, he now saw his father. The father was not saying, well, just rest, just rest. Do you know that thing they've done will make some people believe? That's a belief self they acted. They believe when they die, they will see their father, their kings in one place, their ancestors, they'll just be in one beautiful forest and be waiting for them and say, welcome. You tried. You're going to hell. How better will I tell you this truth? You know, one time I heard one Igbo man on the internet. He said, see, we are Igbo men. We don't believe in Christianity. This is white man religion. We don't believe in Christianity. This is modern day religion. I say, modern day religion is why you are on Facebook now, having the mind to tell us. If we left you with your Igbo culture, will you have Facebook? You will still be with leaf in the village on your ways. You don't even reason. They just deceive us. They just use Jesus to deceive us. Frustrated people. Many of them are like that. Not just them. Many tribes in Africa, they talk like that sometimes. Say, Christianity is a white man religion. It's a white man religion. Firstly, I've never taught you yet that Jesus is white or black. There was a study that was done that Jesus cannot be entirely called a white man or a black man. He's in the middle. And I said he's intentional because Jesus saw these days. He's intentional. You can call him half caste if you are black. If you are white too, you call him half caste. He's in the middle. Balance. Because he saw one day that some people start saying rubbish. Yes, I believe, before I end, I believe some people have tried to mess up this ideology by making you have a false picture of Jesus. Some of you have it in your houses. Go and remove them. That's not Jesus. That false view about Jesus. And that's what some of you see that tell you to go and fetch water in a well and start sacrifice. All those kind of things. Who truly have the picture of Jesus? No one. There was no camera at that time. The closest idea were those women that used a white linen to cover his face with blood. They had an idea of how his face should look. But to say this is Jesus, nobody has a picture. Nobody has a picture. There was no camera at that time. That is why some people are having wrong encounters. I saw Jesus. I saw Jesus. Some truly saw Jesus. And listen, somebody say, how do you know somebody sees Jesus? If you truly see Jesus, you will know. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? But if you saw your picture in your room, I promise you, you did not see Jesus. It's just a promise. Are you getting blessed? Or am I troubling your spirit? So, Pastor, this thing you are doing today, I don't understand it. You just come and you are just saying some things. Psalms 119, 114. Let's end with this. 119, 114. 119, 114. 119, 114. You are my hiding place. Trying to explain better. Now, this is my idea. I believe the person that says that scripture, Psalm 91, should understand it more than anybody. That is why to understand this scripture more than... I decided to get every writing from David that spoke about the secret place and the what? The shield of the Almighty. Are we together? Now, see what David, the same David said. He said, you are my hiding place and my... I hope in your word. So how did he verify that God is his hiding place and his shield? By what? Hoping. That's the proof that God is his hiding place and his what? Shield. So staying with God is proof. Staying with God's word is proof that you believe is your what? Hiding place and what? Your shield. This is how you affirm that you are under the secret place of the Most High. When you stay with the word of God, when you are praying the word of God, that's what it means for you to stay in the secret place of what? The Most High. You are staying with God's word in prayer, in fasting. Staying with the word of God. Making sure that the word of God is the only reality in your soul and in your life afterwards. Because there are a lot of voices in this world. They will cause distraction in your mind. This kind of tight regime, for instance, what do you do? Stay with the word of God. You are in a tough situation. What would you do? Stay with the word of God. And before the tough situations come, what should you do? Stay with the word of God. When you stay with the word of God so much and he's your shepherd, the Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not. You see, he has been my shepherd. I have been staying with his word. That is why I shall not. Let me show you how the Lord becomes your shepherd. John. Or the example of the Lord being your shepherd. John 15:7. John 15:7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. If you what? And my word. If you what? Meaning mixed. Just how many of you have seen where they carry something and shake it together to mix it? Meaning if you are one with my word, there is no way you'll be one with the word of God and your desire will not be his desire for you. That's why certain prayers are not answered, because you are the one desiring something strange. He said, if I abide in me and my words abide in you, meaning one with my word, whatever you desire. You see that? We can affirm that with Romans 12:2. It says, be not conformed to the system of the world, but be what? Transformed by the renewal of your mind. Meaning as God will renew your mind, what will happen? He said, then you will prove the things that are what? Good. Which is also what? And what? You see that? As the word of God renews your mind by you abiding in his word so much, what happens? You come to a point where you can prove God's word. You know God's word and you only want to do God's word. You only want to do his word. In fact, you find delight in his desires alone. You know it. What happens is that your mind is brainwashed totally, that how you see life is God's word. You were washed. The Bible speaks about the washing of the word. That every wrong mentality is removed from your inside. You see life from the lenses of God's word. He said, if you stay with the word of God, David said, 119:140. He said, if you are my hiding place, you are my fortress. Why? Because in your word I find delight. Oh, I hope in your word. He said, you are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Meaning David is saying that as I stay with your word, I'm proving that you are my hiding place and you are my word shield. For life. Nothing can happen to me then. No trouble can happen to me. See, one of the consequences of making sure the Lord is your hiding place or your secret place. Psalms 57 from verse 1. Just read the tail of it. It says, and the shadow of your wings, and in the shadow of your wings, I will make my refuge until these calamities are what? Passed away. See that? Meaning, David is saying that if I stay so much with your word, calamities will come and pass without touching me. Troubles will come and pass without what? Touching me. And the shadow of your wings, I will make my refuge until these calamities have passed away. Are you seeing this? Are you here tonight? Stay so much with the word of God. Let it brainwash you by the Holy Spirit. How do you stay so much with God's word, Pastor Simon? Firstly, you should have been filled with the Holy Spirit. Or you should be filled with the Holy Spirit. And when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, this is how God is working his word on your inside. He will cause you, he will give you an edge, he will give you an ability. Remember, no one knows the heart of a man but. No one knows the heart of God but. When his Spirit gets into us, then we shall what? So how do you know God's word? By his Spirit getting on your inside. The word of God, the word in Greek means logos, means God's idea, God reasoning. There's no way you get understand God's reasoning unless by his Spirit. Alright? So the only way to know what is in God's heart is by his Spirit, his reasoning. If his Holy Spirit gets on your inside, then you can know what God, how, begin to see how God thinks and begin to think like him. Not just having the Holy Ghost, you must create time to stay with the Holy Ghost because he searches all things. Yea, what? And he will help you discover them. When he helps you discover them, then he can help you become a reality of what you have discovered. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That's what we call the secret place. Abiding in the word of God. Making sure you are one with the word of God. Everything that makes you one with the word of God is what we call, happens within the secret place. The secret place is not a place for show. I see people create all kind of show with the secret place. You don't show with the secret place. In the secret place. It's business. Are you listening to me? You can't have time for cameras when you are in the secret place. They are videoing you. You are talking to in the secret place. Is it time for business? Off your phones and pray. There's a songwriter that said something so beautiful many years ago. He sang this song. He said, all the worship I me wants to break free from the cares of life that seems to weigh me down. All the worship in me needs consistency to lift my hands and give you praise when no one is around. I want to give my heart to you. I want to do what you want me to do. I want to go wherever you say, say the word and I will believe, I will obey. I want to live a life that's real. I want to serve you, God, for real. Because you deserve all this and more. What the singer is trying to say is that beyond what we do on the stage, let's have a secret place. He said, when no one is around, can I leave my hand and worship him the way I lifted it in church? Everybody lift your hand. Then when you are alone, you're playing game. Because to you, that's just stage management. An activity. Then the Bible says you are not a real worshiper. There are people that come, they did not die here. That's my problem. If we are not seeing, thank God for the real ones. There are people that come with their trumpet like Nathaniel Bassey. They don't dye their hair. They come with their normal native like everybody knows. The Dunsin Oyekans. With normal dresses like everybody knows. And they lift a song. Things are happening. There are some they put here in. Yet they lift, nothing happens. It's just jubilee. Club in church. The only difference is that they are not rocking in this club. It's time to wake up. Are you listening to me? Somebody say, Pastor Simon, the reason we dress like this is so that we attract certain people. It's not your dressing that gets people to repent. It's the word of God. You can dress perfectly. The only thing that gets people to change is the word. In fact, the Bible says your dressing can even be an advantage. The summary of the scripture in Hebrews that says, live peaceably with all men. It says, and without holiness, with which no one will, and with holiness with which no one will what? See the Lord. If you look at it categorically, the context of that scripture is holy living, acts of righteousness. He's like, be in peace with all men. He said, also show the fruit of the Spirit. Just make sure you don't reply when they talk against you and etc. Because when you do all of these things, it is like what Jesus said in Matthew 5, your light is so shining and men will glorify your Father. So he's saying that none of these guys you are against that are trying to have problem with you will see the Lord if you keep on fighting with them. If you keep on having problem with them. But if you live peaceably with them and walk in holiness, the fruit of the Spirit, he said they will see the Lord revealed through you. It's not futuristic. Hope you know. Hope you know. It is now. According to context, Paul is like, if you live in peace and you show the fruit of the Spirit, he said, then men will see the Lord. Like Matthew 5, Jesus said, let your light so what? So when they see you, they will glorify your Father. That's what he's trying to say. Because God cannot contradict himself. We with open faces, beholding as a the glory of the have been what? From the glory of the old into what? We've seen the Lord. Glory to God. Some people cannot believe it. Somebody say, Pastor Simon, you say I've seen Jesus. Yes, you've seen Jesus. Say, I've seen Jesus. What? Did I just say something terrible? No, you didn't. And you know, the funny thing is that we sing certain songs, we don't even know the implication. Have you heard this song that says, no more fail, no more limitation. I can now see Jesus face to face. There are some people that have sang that song and they say, they still sing another song in that song. You know the song they now sing? All my days on earth, I wait the moment that I see you face to face. In the same worship song. And God is like, Michael, where do we start from? Where? Look at it categorically. You just said, no more fail. Imagine you are God and you are receiving worship. No more fail, no more limitation. I can now see Jesus face to face. And God is like, wow, cool. Cool. That's 2 Corinthians. They are checking scriptures. True worship. Worship is supposed to be in the spirit. And how are you in the spirit? By truth. Alright? So, if you are doing, saying something that is not the truth of scriptures, you are not in the spirit. Do you get what I just said? You are not in the spirit. Worship can never be, listen carefully, worship can never be this song, for instance. What's that song I always sing? The dust you made has come to worship you. The dust you made. That's not worship. That's jargon. It's not worship. When you see such songs like that, the devil gets glorified, not God. Because that's the consequence of man's fault. Dust you are, and to dust you have returned. But the Bible says, we that have received the Holy Spirit, if the same Spirit has raised Jesus from the dead, what will happen? So we are not dust. That's a curse. The blessing is that we have been quickened by the Spirit. So if you say, the dust you've made, God did not make dust. The form of man was dust. Man is not dust. God formed man from the dust, but man is not dust. You people get what I'm trying to explain? Man was created already in Genesis 1:26. In God's image and likeness, man is a spirit that has a form. So you are not your form. Your reality is the word of God. So we ought to sing our reality. That's true worship. Singing our reality, singing God's word, singing the truth of God's word. You know, some people may be like, they want to settle down for, I don't think you should be condemning songs like this. The people are worshiping God according to their revelation. No, that's not what we're trying to do. This course is a limitation. My people perish for lack of what? The goal is not to mock anybody, but to make you go beyond every limitation of ignorance, or that has been caused by ignorance. As long as you are thinking this way, you'll be limited in life. They that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide what? Stay with the truth of God's word. Stay with it. Stay with it. So much. And walk in the glory. Stay with it so much. And like I said in the middle of the service before we close, I said it's more personal than it is congregational. It's a he that sweats, stays, and dwells. Let's read it together. It's a he who what? Dwells in the secret place. He. It's personal. It's personal. If you dwell, you will see the glory of God. You abide under the shadow. It's not congregational. It's not what we are doing in church. When we are done from church, do you dwell? Do you stay with the word of God? Do you stay with the word of God? David said, explain more. He said, I will say to the Lord, you are my refuge. In you I trust. He said, suddenly in verse 3, what would that happen? Any evil that come, it will not come nigh me. Because I dwelt in the secret place of the Most High. Are you listening to me? You see, the word of God can change SS to AA. Listen, if there's a condition like that. Now, the word of God can make sure SS is not even giving birth to. Prevention, my mother would say, is better than what? Cure. The word of God can prevent things before they even happen. Faith can cure it, but faith can prevent it. That's why the Bible calls faith a shield. It said the shield of faith. The shield of faith. It can prevent things, even that, from finding expression. It calls the word of God shield. It calls the word of God sword. So when there's a problem, we use sword. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But if we're moving cool and the devil tries to throw his dart, because we have the shield of faith, what will happen? It now calls the word of God breastplate of righteousness. Even though we are unconscious, what will happen? It will hit and fall. No issues. Are you all getting what I'm trying to explain to you? That's the power of the word. The word of God. It said if you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, you will not encounter calamities. You will never see shame. Are you catching something tonight? How you navigate into glory in the physical is by staying in the secret place. When you are in the secret place, you are kind of arranging your life. Then in the open place, you now live according to what you have arranged in the secret place. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So when you go into the secret place, go and arrange your life. Speak words. Words of glory. See, it is quite difficult to stay in the secret place, but you have to stay in the secret place. And somebody said, Pastor Simon, we don't really know all the problems in our life. How will we pray about it? We don't know what is. Do you know the problems coming tomorrow? Do you know the people against you? Do you know the money you are supposed to get tomorrow? Do you know when God wants you to enter into the millions? Do you know what age He wants you to have your first 1 billion? How many of you know that the day God has written that if you meet this man and that when you greet him and meet him and blah blah blah, you don't know. There are some arrangements in the realm of the spirit for you that you are not aware of. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's just like a baby now. You give birth to a baby. The father and mother have plans for the child. While the child is small, he's not aware. Alright? But maybe the father now start helping the child realize all of these things somehow as he grew, that he has kept in store for the child. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? That's how praying in the Spirit is. We don't know everything that God has kept in store for us, but we have an advantage, the Holy Spirit in us. As we allow the Holy Spirit to pray through us, pray for us through us, we are entering into a manifestation that we never have imagined. Some you never even imagined them. You are entering into them. See, you will not live beyond sickness by saying, I shall not live in sickness. No. When you are done saying those things, there are a lot of factors that can cause you to walk in sickness that you are not aware of. That's why you need the Holy Spirit to help you pray. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? He knows everything. Look at the next part of scripture in Romans 8:26. It says, and he that knows the heart of the Spirit pray according to the will of the Father. Something like that. He that knows the heart of the Father, like what we read in 1 Corinthians 2 and 12. He says, prays for us according to the will of the Father. For some of you asking why tongues, this is why tongues. Are you listening to me? In English, we may stop, we may have a limitation, but when we begin to pray in tongues, there's no limitation to what God can do. We allow the hand of God to go beyond everything we're aware of. In that situation, there's a situation you speak in the Holy Ghost. You pray in the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 2:6 says, to men we utter what? Foolishness. He said, but in the Spirit we utter what? Mysteries. Mysteries. Don't joke with these things, man. Not that we're trying to learn from herbalism. Have you seen where herbal is doing incantations? Does it make sense? It doesn't make sense. That's a lower realm. They learned it from us. Do you know what I'm trying to say? As we are praying in the Spirit, we are making incantations in the Spirit. We are making incantations. Things begin to just align and work together for our good. Listen, if you pray in the Spirit enough, suddenly you just be entering into miracles you are not even prepared for. Little wonder Paul say, I thank my God I pray in tongues more than ye all. Somebody say, oh, as Paul was praying in tongues, blah, 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 blah. See, a man that prays in the Spirit can never be scared. You know why? Look for instance the life of Paul. Maybe Paul would have said, Lord, I've been praying in the Spirit. I should have been under the shadow of the Almighty. Maybe Paul would have said, the shadow of the Almighty should mean that when serpent comes, it will not hit me. Yes, it is possible. But according to Paul, I think the shadow of the Almighty is deeper than that. The serpent beat him. He was a prayer warrior. Paul still claimed that he was under the shadow of the Almighty. How? Paul did not say in the name of Jesus, go away. He knew he had something with God in the secret place. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? The Bible says he shook the serpent, threw back in the fire, continued. I insist, I'm in the shadow of the Almighty. Do you guys get what I'm trying to say? Somewhere David said, the Lord is my shepherd, there's nothing I shall want. Then somewhere he said, even if I walk through the valley, the Lord is your shepherd. What are you doing under the valley of the shadow of death? He said, I fear no evil, because thou art with me. Tell somebody, thou art with you. Pastor, I've been serving God for a long time. It's looking like I'm in a valley of shadow of death. Thou art with you. Insist God is with you. Fear not. Like Paul, he was not afraid. Look at the mighty things God did to him because of prayer, the secret place. At a point, Paul was preaching, somebody fell from a story building and fell and died. The Bible says Paul went down under the anointing of that teaching, brought the guy back to life, continued preaching. That's somewhere that has a secret place with the Most High. He had a secret place with the Most High. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Evil days may come. I'm the blood on the doorpost. And suddenly you now see your brother, broken leg. He had an accident, broken ribs. And they say he may never be able to walk again. I know of a man called Pastor Chris one time. They told him his daughter would not be able to walk. She would not walk. They told him that. And the woman was crying. I think his wife gave him the report. He said, bring her for me. In his reading table, on his reading table where he prays. When they brought the baby, he held her and he prayed in tongues for several hours and dropped her and said, he's well. The next day, she started walking. They that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide where? Shall abide where? Glory to God forevermore. Glory to God forevermore. No matter what, you are above. Why? Because you dwell in the secret place. You are abiding in Him and allowing for His word to what? Abide in you. In other words, the secret place, anything outside the word of God getting on your soul, in your soul, is not secret place. Where you just stand and you are just making noise, saying things that don't relate to scriptures, it's not secret place. Faith cometh by hearing, not by making noise. Faith cometh by hearing the word. The word. You are in somewhere, they are playing band, they are doing like they are drunk. They are not speaking the word of God. You can never grow like that in faith. Faith cometh by what? Hearing the word. Meaning if you are praying, you should be praying the word of God. Meditating on the word of God, that's prayer. Are you listening to me tonight? Like Jesus, he had a secret place. Early in the morning, the Bible says he will go and pray. He will go and pray. He will go and pray. Then in the afternoon, people will be gathering him. People will be rushing him. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They said the woman was dead. He spoke the language of faith because he had a secret place. Faith cometh by praying in the Spirit. That's what it said. Faith is built, by praying in the Spirit. It comes by the word, being built by praying in the Spirit. He said she's asleep, brought her back to life. A man came born blind. They say, whose sin? Whose sin is this? Whose sin? God taught me that. He said, don't be asking useless questions when people bring cases to you. Pray for them. Let the glory of God be revealed. And Jesus said, it doesn't matter whose fault is it. He said, let the glory of God be revealed. He lay hands, the guy's eyes were open. We don't care the source. We don't care the source. It's from your father, mother's side, mother, father's side, uncle, brother, sister's side. Mm-mm. Let the glory of God be revealed. Why? Jesus had a secret place. Jesus had a secret place. Redeeming the time for the days are evil. Redeeming the times for the days are evil. Andrew Womack, they told him his wife was dead. He had a secret place. What did he do? He brought his wife back to life. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. These things will challenge your faith. He had a secret place. Forget about the shows. Faith will save you more than it will save any other person. Your faith is not for everybody. It's for you the most. I tell you the truth. Suddenly his son died again. His first son, Andrew Womack. He brought the son back to life. Now answer this question. If your brother dies today, can you bring him back to life? You need to pray. You need to stay with the word of God if you cannot answer it. As I'm talking now, I can feel weakness. I can feel people, their heart failing. But I have to speak out fact. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It is possible to see these things that happen in the Bible happen in our days. Yes, Jesus looked at a man. What level of faith? What level of faith? In fact, he's the level of faith. My God, you need to read that scripture over and over again. He said to the man, he said, lift up thy hand. The Bible said he had no hand, withered hand. He said, lift up thy hand. Jesus was seeing the hand already. Lift up thy hand. And when he dared to, he saw a fresh hand. Oh my God. Oh my God. We're talking about people that will cause new. Do you know you can speak to somebody in Andobi? They said they put iron in that bone. You can speak and that iron will turn to the real bone. Somebody say, Pastor, are you mad? Yes, I'm drunk in the spirit. You can do that. It is possible. I spoke about disappearing. Jesus disappeared. Oh, that's Jesus. How about Stephen? I think it's Stephen. Was it Stephen? Philip. The Lord told him to go and preach to one Enoch, Abi, who was a accountant to one whatever. The queen of Ethiopia, something like that. And God told him, the Holy Spirit told him strategically, go and stand on that road. I mean, we have people that will hear the Holy Ghost again. He said, go and stand. Go and start. He had a secret place. We are not joking. Though. See, forget all these people thinking we are old school. They are the ones that are the old school. We have gone ahead in the spirit. We are the light of the world. Don't allow any young person to intimidate you. And think because you pray in tongues, you don't have swag. You have the highest swag. A time will come that you lay hands on their head. It's not by doing fine boy and fine girl. If the demon close your ear, will you be able to open it? That's for them that they can close their ear. Some of us are far where they can't close. Far beyond what? Principality. I don't believe in demons and devils. Somebody say, I'm not a Christian, but I'm pessimistic. The devil too is pessimistic about you, that he can kill you. As long as anything has a supernatural edge, it has an advantage over you. That's why the Bible says, by strength shall no man by human strength, no man can prevail. Don't joke. Are you listening to me? We can speak things into existence. What if a time comes and they say your brother's kidney is failed? I don't pray for that day. What will you do? Cry? Cry? That dealing you had with God will find expression. Will he just die? They say your mother has cancer of the brain. Should she just die? And the doctor said there's nothing we can do, brother. She has to just go. Then everybody is crying, you are crying. When men say there's a casting down, we will say there's a lifting up. We begin to speak the language of faith. They think we're mad. Oh, we are not mad. They said, Jesus, this woman is dead. The baby is dead. I said, no, she's asleep. The Bible said they started laughing. Why do I laugh? He said, let them go out. Tell all of them to go out. When they went out, they said, young lady, come back alive. Come back alive. The Bible says she stood up. So Pastor Simon, you mean we should not cry? Sometimes you can cry. The death of Lazarus touched Jesus because his humanity was intact. He went there and when he checked, they said Lazarus was dead. He wept. But he didn't stop at crying. He didn't stop there. If it was only recorded that Jesus wept, Lazarus would still be dead. The Bible says he wept. The shortest verse in scriptures. Jesus, very short. He didn't continue anything again. Move away from that place. The next place, Father, I thank you because you always hear me. He didn't just pray. He did the action of faith. Roll off the stone. Roll off the stone. Now, you have prayed about the business. Have you rolled off the stone? Have you taken steps of faith? Lord, my voice is getting to the nations. I'm singing to the nations. Have you rolled off the stone? Have you started doing something? He said, roll off the stone. Roll off the stone. Where is the plan you have for that business? Say, Pastor, it's money I don't have. You don't have plan. And God will not cause rain upon the face of the earth because there was no man to manage it. Where is your managing ability? Where is the plan? Where are the things you have written about that business? Roll off the stone. When they roll it off, it says, Lazarus, come back alive. The Bible says, Lazarus, 3 days, came out on the fourth day in the morning or afternoon. He came out, body fully wrapped, dead. He said, roll him off. Roll it off. Roll it. No science can explain that under heaven. That somebody died for 3 days. No science. That's why Paul said at some part of scripture to Timothy. He said, neglect vain proofs of science. Some vain proofs of science. Neglect it. They say your brother must die because he has brain cancer. I don't know if there's something like that. You have to neglect science at that point. Neglect it. I'm not saying fully neglect it, but at some point we neglect it. If your faith is in this world alone. Say, Pastor, I always feed well. I eat 4 times a day. There is no way this sickness can happen to me. Do you know people that sicknesses have hit? They've been obeying all the rules and regulation. Yet they just wake up one morning and they say they have this one and they have that one. They can't explain from where. Nobody in their family has it. Then what is remaining? Death, right? No. That's not how God designed life. Mm-mm. We look from scripture. He hated sickness. He removed every sickness. Nobody came to Jesus with sickness and went back with sickness. That tells you the heart of God concerning sickness. He doesn't like sickness. And that is why your sickness should go away. Speak out sickness from your life. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Speak it out. You must know what your word is doing when you speak God's word. That is why some of us don't joke with our words. If you know the power of faith, we will understand from the jokes you make. I'm dead. Men, you are sick. Oh, you are crazy. You are mad. No! We understand our words. We don't even joke. What if you say you are mad and somebody start misbehaving? It's because you know the person will not misbehave. That's why you say you are mad. That is proof you don't have faith in your words. You didn't catch what I said, right? You are mad. You must be stupid. Oh, I'm dead. If you know the power of your words, you can't say I'm dead because you will die. There's a man in scripture that knew the power of his word, Peter. He said, the way your husband left here, that's how they are carrying you. A statement. Bible said, before he finished speaking, she fell there. They carried her and left. He understood the power of his words. He says, silver and gold I have not. Such as I have, I give you. Rise up and walk. The Bible says he took his hand. He said, rise up. Walk. He knew the power of his word. How do we start proving the power of our words? In small, small things. Are you people getting on trying to explain? Man, I'm sick. Never. I can never be sick in my life. Kai, things are hard though. Never. Things can never be hard for me. Can never be. I know the power of my words. When I say things are hard, I'm agreeing with the situation. When I say they are not hard, I'm disagreeing. I'm enforcing the word of God. Like David, how do we dwell in the secret place? I will say to the Lord, you are my refuge and my fortress, my shield. Then what will happen when terror comes? It will not come nigh me. So we are not agreeing with the economic situation of Nigeria. Over our lives. It may be there, but not over our life. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? Our words carry power. If you abide in me, he said, and my words abide in you, then whatever you want, whatever you desire, shall come. Shall come to you. Shall come to you. Why? We have gone beyond becoming mental assenters. People that just sit in church, hear the word of God, excited, go back, come back on Sunday. No. When we go back, we wage war. A good fight of faith, like Paul told Timothy. Go and remember the prophecies spoken over your life. He said, carry them, and with those words, wage a good fight of faith in the spirit. He said, that's how you win. Take the words. In the name of Jesus. My life is beautiful. My life is glorious. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm making impact in my world. As I go out to win souls, thousands are receiving Jesus. Thousands. Do you know what happens when you say thousands? You're not saying hundreds. You are struggling with inviting one, two people to yourself. You don't say thousands, thousands. As you're saying thousands, your mind is getting expanded. Thousands. You are shouting thousands. Not hundred, thousands. In the name of Jesus, something is happening to your heart. If you can conceive it in your heart, you see it in your life. Dear beloved, I read above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. You are praying in tongues, suddenly the Holy Ghost just bump into your mind. It's, oh, glory to God. There's so much in my bank account. If you come to your consciousness, you say, what am I saying? There's so much in my bank. He wants you to collect what he has brought to your deposit in the spirit. What he has been accessing and touching for you in the spirit, he wants you to touch it now by prophecy. So he gives you a word to activate the blessing. You touch. Then he wants to just activate it. Then he causes you to speak in English. In the name of Jesus, there's plenty in my back. The devil begins to remind you, through where, which uncle? You neglect the voice of the devil. There's plenty in my bank account. Plenty in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God, there's plenty. There's plenty, there's plenty. You would think they are just saying rubbish. You go out there. Then coincidence will begin to happen. Like Jesus, he prophesied, none of my bones will be broken. They prophesied in the Old Testament, none of his bones will be broken. And one of the soldiers looked at him. He said, no, he went against culture. Culture says, if anybody died, break the bones. And the soldiers were the law enforcers, agency in those days. They will make sure the bones are broken. But they broke the two guys' bone by the side. And when they looked at Jesus, the chief soldier, he said, I just like this man. I feel you should leave his bones. Don't break his bone. He went against culture to please somebody. Favor goes against culture. And how did it happen? Words were spoken. Words were spoken. Words. Before Jesus resurrected, he has said, you will not allow your Holy One to see corruption. He said it. It was written, but he didn't stop by it was written. He said what was written. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Somebody said, Pastor, it was written. It was written. You have to say it boldly like Jesus. Thou shalt not allow thy Holy One to see corruption. It was the words of Jesus that brought him back to life on the third day. So, Pastor, what do you mean by the word and the spirit? Wherever the word is, the spirit is there. The Holy Ghost brought him, yeah, because words were spoken. Do you understand tonight? Are you ready to speak words tonight? Are you ready to major in the secret place? That's your place of advantage. You are building capacity there. People are running helter-skelter. Stay in the secret place of the Most High. Listen, prayer is a common denominator for manifestation. Through the Old Testament and the New Testament, pray. Are you listening to me? Pray. And when we mean pray, we mean stay with the word of God. Stay with the word of God. Stay with the word of God. Stay with the Holy Spirit. Your story can change in no time if you learn to pray. Are you all listening to me? In no time, all of you seated here, your story will change. Give yourself, commit yourself. Listen to me, church. I speak to you as your pastor. Go back home, just commit yourself. 1 hour at least daily, stay with the word of God. Do you know it is very difficult to pray? Many Christians don't pray. I tell you the truth under heaven. You see them looking like they pray. Many Christians don't know how to pray. And they don't pray. Do you know just 1 hour, Satan will make it look like it's a big deal. Because he knows what happened in 1 hour. He knows what can happen in 1 hour. There's a great man of God we call Lester Sumrall. People of God, he's late. He's a God's general. Did mighty things. One of the greatest. If you count three, you must call him inside. 1, 2, or 3. Lester Sumrall. Do you know how that man prayed daily? 2 hours. 2 hours daily. When we read it, we were shocked. 2 hours daily. They say he sits every 2 hours close to where they bury people. What do they call it? Cemetery. Of course, there he's not tapping powers from the demonic world. It's very quiet. It's solemn. He will sit there, pray 2 hours. Meditate on the word of God. And come out in a big crusade. And dead people are coming back to life. The sick are getting healed. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? 2 hours, Shelly. Just learn to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Don't do it for show. Really mean business. You want to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, show that you respect God. Off your phones. Keep your phones. You can play solemn music. Just 1 hour, 2 hours, as the Spirit leads. Pray. There's this confidence you have when you come out. I don't know that you get what I'm trying to explain. There's this confidence you just have. Whether things are bad, you know it's getting bad to work in place for you. If you look at verse 28 of that Romans 8, it said, and then we know that all things, after allowing the Holy Spirit to pray for us, it said, then we know all things work together. I've seen Christians who lost their wife and say, God give it and God take it. They don't pray in the Spirit, some of them. Listen, I'm not trying to mock. Some of them don't pray in the Spirit. I've heard people that say they don't pray in the Spirit. I'm saying this thing boldly. I know what I'm telling you, people of God. People argue that if you don't pray in the Spirit, will you go to heaven? You will go to heaven, people of God. But there are some things that you will not enjoy on the earth. And God wants you to enjoy all of these things on the earth. Pray in the Spirit. I know what I'm telling you. Take advantage of it. Take advantage. There's a weakness we have. There's an infirmity. We don't know how to pray. Paul said, I thank my God, I pray in tongues more than ye all. Are you listening to me tonight? That's where your advantage is. When they say bad things are about to happen, what is the secret of Prophet Simon? I've faced a lot of people in this town. You may not be aware. I've heard a lot of stupid things about me. Yet this ministry cannot go down. Yet you are still seated here. Some of you have heard very terrible things. Yet you are still seated here. You know why? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. I've never gone out to say, that's not me, oh, that's not me. Shall abide under the shadow. And this is just the beginning. I'm still there. More is coming. More is happening. Are you listening to me? Dwell in the secret place of the Most High. You live fireful in the physical. You see mighty manifestation in the physical. Bow your heads and pray. Tell the Lord, from henceforth I commit myself to the secret place. I commit myself more than a show, Holy Spirit. More than hypocrisy, Holy Spirit. I commit myself to the secret place. More than a show. Every day of my life, Lord, I will take 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. Tell the Lord you are starting today. If you had never started. And make up your mind to be committed to it. Whether you feel like doing it or not. All I want is you, Jesus. All I want is all that you desire for my life. And I'll touch it in the secret place. There's some glory some of you are about to begin to manifest. If you register your place in the secret place. If you always stay in the secret place. Suddenly things can start shifting. If you can't stay in the secret place. Lord, beyond a show. Ah, Holy Ghost. Rabash. Larash. Beyond show. Help me, Lord. That grace for the secret place. Yabakatoshaba. Of course, the secret place is not just a place to go and religiously just pray in tongues. Lord, I understand it's a place where I just open myself up and allow you happen. Happen to me whichever way you want. In singing, in murmuring, in groanings, in songs, in deep meditations. Go ahead, somebody. From henceforth, oh, they that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. La pakosa bakaba. In the place of prayer, we share the facts. We emphasize the fact that God, without you, we are nothing. Without your word, there is no us. That's what happened in the place of prayer. We go to tell the Lord that you own everything. You are our everything. You are our greatest advantage. You are our only advantage. Without you, we are nothing. That's what we do when we stay in the secret place. Every time we pray, we are saying, God, you are in charge of my life. You own my life. Do it the way you want it to be. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Shera maya nanane manano sharate. Om manane manano sharade bayano. Shema na de ma kona ni anano la da te ma sharadi. Sincerely tell the Lord, I may have backslided in my secret place. Lord, let that fire be set. That grace to sit with you, to stand with you, to kneel with you for hours, for minutes, allowing you work out yourself in me. The Bible says, work out your salvation. La Paco Shabaya, where we allow you to encounter us like never before. The place where we allow you change us to becoming as Jesus, exactly like Jesus, where you wash us by your word. I treasure that secret place, Lord, more than anything in my life. Holy Spirit, help me to be more faithful with the secret place. La branda shakata la bababosh. Rabakanda salaba baba baba baba. Rabapon sikapata la kata baba baba. Rebecca sonde bebe 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 be. Shada da 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 da. Where I become one with the Word. Where I become one with the Word. Where I allow the Holy Spirit to make me one with God's Word.
where I'm knitted with the word. My place of advantage. They that dwell. Lord, beyond being a noisemaker, I want to have a secret place with you. Beyond noisemaking, I don't care if anyone is aware or not. That grace for the secret place, that fire for the secret place, beyond human eye service, Lord, that fire. Oh Holy Spirit, nothing is hard in this life. Like Daniel would say, oh King, give us time to pray. Nothing is difficult in this life. Daniel said, oh King, give us time. Lord, I'll spend time in the secret place so that nothing is hard in life. So that nothing is hard in my life. Shabaka ba 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 la ka ba 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 ba. Shemandema kona niyalo shana niyanata shena namo niyanabo shana de yanabo shema ema kana de ya eba nanano namana de ba kana de ya nabaliyata eba mana de ya namaya kana mayata ema maya mababa pakatom siyanabo sha. holy, 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 holy. Lord, we are not ashamed of our secret place. Men may mock us, but we'll pray. We'll stay with you. We will stay with you. You are our only advantage, Abaya. You are our only advantage and our only hope. Ah! Yeah! Ram of your glory, Ram of your praise, send your mighty power moving in this place. Presence of your angels, God's glory on the wings. Sounds of many waters, I can hear the angels sing. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 holy. Ah, ta-ra-ra, ta-ra-ra, ta-ra-ra. Ta-ra-ra, ta-ra-ra, ta-ra-ra. You are holy, holy, Lord, you are stirring the fire of our secret place. The Lord is stirring. I can sense the Lord stirring, kindling the secret place of many, setting our fire to be ablazing again. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are holy. Oh, holy. Holy. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Arabo Shananata. Open your eyes. Open your ears. Till you understand that the Lord is here. Open your eyes, open your ears, till you understand the Lord is here. Open your eyes, open your ears, till you understand the Lord is here. Open your eyes, open your ears, till you understand the Lord is He. This is holy ground. Hear me now. This is holy ground. Lord, we thank you for your presence. Thank you for your glory. Our lives are changed forever in your glory. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Celebrate Jesus.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.